Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and every day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the secret place of prayer. In one region of Africa, the first converts to Christianity were very diligent about praying. In fact, the believers each had their own special place outside the village where they went to pray in solitude. The villagers reached personal places of prayer by using their own private footpaths through the brush. When grass began to grow over one of these trails, it was evident that the person to whom it belonged was not praying very much. Because these new Christians were concerned for each other's spiritual welfare, a unique custom sprang up. Whenever anyone noticed an overgrown prayer path, he or she would go to the person and lovingly warn, "Friend, there's grass on your path." As we read the four Gospels, the thing that stands out to me the most about Jesus' prayer life is that he made time to pray alone. Multiple verses tell us that Jesus would often go up into the mountains to pray alone, and sometimes he would even pray all night. Jesus was arguably the most famous person in Israel in those days. He couldn't go anywhere without crowds following. Everyone wanted to hear him teach and watch him perform miracles. You never knew from one day to the next what Jesus would do. One day he was healing a blind man. The next day he is raising the dead or even miraculously feeding thousands of people. But if all we see is the public ministry of Jesus, we miss something very important. It's not talked about much, but Jesus had a private personal relationship with his Father. There was a vital connection to his private times of prayer and his public ministry. In the book of Matthew, chapters 5 through 7, we have Jesus' most famous sermon. We call it the Sermon on the Mount, and it's here that Jesus talks about the kingdom of God and our participation in it. In chapter 5, Jesus teaches that we should let our light shine before men. He means by this that we should live out our faith in public. Others should see by the life we live that we are followers of Jesus. But then in chapter 6, Jesus cautions us about our motives. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 says, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your heavenly Father." Is this a contradiction? No, we are to live out our faith in public, but we don't do so to draw attention to ourselves. We live a public testimony to draw attention to God. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Certainly, there is a place for public prayer. We see believers praying together throughout the Bible. But Jesus is making the point here that there is power in private personal prayer. Every believer needs a secret place. Where is your quiet place? Where can you regularly get alone with God in prayer? I believe the impact of our public testimony and ministry is a direct result of the time spent with God in secret. It's in the secret place that we can be alone with God. We remove ourselves from the distractions of daily life. There are no interruptions of family, work, school, smartphones, and social media. It's in the quiet that we draw closer to God and a new intimacy is gained. It's here that we quiet the noise around us and within us. We open our spiritual ears to hear the voice of our Heavenly Father. I'm reminded of Psalm 46, verse 10 that says we should be still and know that He is God. There's an old hymn that comes to mind. It's called "Shut In With God." And the chorus says, "Shut in with God in a secret place, there in the Spirit, beholding His face, gaining new power to run in this race. Oh, I long to be shut in with God." And here's today's challenge. May you and I see the value of finding a secret place to spend time with God in prayer. In our busy, noisy world, we need this quiet place with God. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. You can learn more about discipleship by visiting 5minutediscipleship.com. And if this podcast is a blessing to you, please help us spread the word by hitting the share button on your podcast app and share it on social media or text a friend or family member and invite them to listen. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.